Okay, we are back. You're listening to Cross the Border, and my name's Nicholas. My website is crosstheborder.org. Our attempt here is to get through the whole scripture, book by book, and chapter by chapter, and verse by verse. So we've ended up in Hosea chapter 3 and verse 1. And so let's pick up here in verse 2. So I bought her to me for 15 pieces of silver, and for a homer of barley, and a half a homer of barley. And I said unto her, Thou shalt abide for me many days. Thou shalt not play the harlot, and thou shalt not be for another man. So I will also be for thee. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king, and without a prince, and without a sacrifice, and without an image, and without an ephod, and without a teraphim. Afterwards shall the children of Israel return and seek Yahuwah their God, and David their king, and shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days. And of course, this is a reference of them returning after the captivity of Judah, because it says that they shall abide many days without a king. And they did not have a king after the return from captivity. The end of the kings was with the captivity of Babylon, of Judah into Babylon. So there's a direct reference there to the time period which this prophecy is referring to. Chapter 4 of Hosea, verse 1. Hear the word of Yahuwah, ye children of Israel, for Yahuwah hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. Can't imagine how that could be, could you? Just look around. No truth, no mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. No mercy. Yes, when you have to travel the highways in fear of losing everything you have, if you try to exercise any of your God-given rights, the policy enforcers out there will have no mercy on you. They'll steal your children, and that's what I'm taking away from the recent child abductions, that they will take your children if they don't like your religion. Because they consider it child abuse if you teach your children the Bible and you don't allow them to go to the public school children and learn how to put condoms on bananas like all of the other heathen idol worshippers out there, children and daughters and sons of whoredom out there in the nation. And for them to hear me say words like this, oh, that would boil the blood of all of these idolaters, especially all of these wicked idolaters and that work for the beast government. As they practice abominations themselves, and they think that it's child abuse if you withhold this idolatry from your children. That's right. Especially if you was watching caught a few minutes of the O'Reilly Factor, and he was playing a video where some Christians, I guess, were doing a parody on Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Instead, they were saying, Santa Claus will send you to hell. Well, yes, the conservative Bill O'Reilly, no spin zone. He was the way he was talking is like the authorities ought to go in there and take them children away from their parents, because that's child abuse, allowing them to sing Santa Claus will send you to hell. Yeah, really. So really, what's the difference between him, you know, and the so-called opposition on the other network? Yeah, there's no difference at all. You know, they're both the product of the great inquisitors. Okay, there's no truth, no mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. And I guess I would go to knowledge of God, because anyone who thinks that allowing your children to sing Santa Claus will send you to hell, and not allowing them to partake in the idolatry of Santa Claus and raising him up as an omnipotent being, you know, albeit fictitious, yes, but anytime you give a fictitious being the attributes of God Almighty, do you not diminish the Almighty himself? And aren't all idols fictitious beings? Yes, not allowing your children to partake into the fiction of Santa Claus. That's like child abuse now. Yes, no mercy for those who practice such terrible child abuse. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out, and blood toucheth blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven. Yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Yet let no man strive nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priest. Therefore shall thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. This is a very often quoted verse here. Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Yes. And, you know, few people read beyond that first phrase of that scripture. Because you have rejected knowledge. Why have you rejected knowledge? Because you're too busy. Yes, you're too busy playing with the pollutions of idols, and actually defending those pollutions, yes. You're too busy watching men in tights chase a ball down a field for millions of dollars a year so they can sell you beer and shaving products. That's right. Too busy. They've forgotten. They've rejected knowledge. When you embrace all these other things, you don't have time for the Bible. That's why this is like, you know, cross the border on First Amendment Radio Network. It's never going to be popular. That's fine with me. Because people are too busy. They've got time for other things. They don't want to take away their time from listening to pop, the idolatry of romance, music, and rap on the radio. They don't want to take away time from their pursuit of mammon. Or their pursuit of sports, or their pursuit of whatever they're pursuing, you know, pursuing the lusts of their flesh and the deceitfulness of riches. They don't have time. That's how they reject knowledge. They don't make time for knowledge. They don't have time to study the Word of God or even listen to studies. They have time, but they're filling up that time with idleness, with video games, with pop music and sports and football and baseball and American Idol and Dancing with the Stars and all of the sitcoms and all of the foolish, stupid, idolatrous movies that are being cranked out on a daily basis by those whores over on the Hollywood Hills and all of the fornication and pornography, and it goes on and on and on. But they don't have time for him. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because they have rejected knowledge. He says, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. See, you can see why they don't like to read the whole verse in the corporate church. Because the corporate church hates the law of God. Well, it was nailed to the cross. That's right. We don't have a heavy burden. That heavy burden of God's law. We don't have to keep his feast days. No, why should we once a year go have a camping trip where we just praise God and fellowship together for a week? Why should we do that? What a heavy burden. It's better to you know, spend hundreds and thousands of dollars a year decking trees and, having the 12 days of Xmas or Christmas, you know, Christ's death, the death of the sun. And, yes, we should do all of that pagan idea. We should allow the pollutions of idols instead into the congregation, and we should worship those things. You know, that's right. And what we'll do is we'll make it sound holy. We'll call it Jesus' birthday. That's right. Yes. We'll call it Jesus. We'll Christianize the pagan stuff. We'll mix it up. Mix it together. That's right. Strange fire. That's what they're offering on the altar of God. Strange fire. So I'll read it again. Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Of course, this was written to Hosea concerning Israel, his people. You know, that flesh and blood kingdom of God on earth. And yes, you could liken that to the corporate church today. Because they're like the flesh and blood, but they're not truly his remnant. There may be some of the remnant in some of those buildings. But for the most part, they're just like the wayward children of Israel. They're just like the disobedient nation of Judah in its day. They're just the same. They've allowed the pollutions of idols in. They're drunk with the things of this world. Those are the things that occupy their time. So he says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because they have rejected knowledge. They simply rejected knowledge because they don't have time for the knowledge of God. Because they're too busy with other things. I will also reject thee that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. And that's why they're called the children of whoredom. And that's why the land is full of the children of whoredom. In the churches, the children are fornicating like the world. They're practicing birth control and abortion just like the world. They're having just as much divorce just like the world. No different. The children of whoredom. He said, I will forget thy children. Yes, because they have forgotten him. They've forgotten his law. They've rejected the knowledge of God. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. Yes, there's nothing more important out there in the world than their sin and their iniquity. Oh, and they hate anyone who practices righteousness. Well, you're a nut if you follow the law of God. Why? Or you're a legalist. Oh. Dirty, dirty, naughty name. We're going to call you a legalist. Because you reverence the law of God. How dare you? You should reverence the law of man. Why, man is so good and benevolent, and so perfect and righteous in his own eyes, that we should reverence and lift up the laws of God. Why, and not only that, we pay millions of dollars, billions of dollars to these men every year. You know, they make hundreds of thousands of dollars, each one of them, and we put them in a great building and we lift them up on a hill, on a high place. And they pass millions of laws a year to make our life better. No, to enslave you because you're slaves to your sin. You need more government. That's your curse. Those lawmakers and their millions of laws per year of your curse are your curse. They are a curse for the wickedness and the unrighteousness and the forgetting of God's law. His law is easy. He says, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. I can read his word. I can know his law. I can hold it in my hands. It is a light burden. I can hold the book of his law in my hands. And in his law, there's case law so that I can understand it. There's national and personal examples of people who lived by it and people who didn't live by it. I can rightly discern and rightly divide his law and his word. I can hold it in my hand. That's not a heavy burden. A heavy burden is this. Go down to your local law library at your county courthouse and look at the laws and look at the case law and compare it. He said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. And it is. I can hold it in my hand. It's one book. I go to their laws, and they keep passing millions of them a year. They made us all criminals. We're all lawbreakers we're all sinners in the laws, in the kingdoms of men. Because they pass laws, and they change the laws, but the law of God never changes. How is that a burden? Once I know it, I know it. Not only that, he gives me his Holy Spirit to convict me and correct me and instruct me. He gave me his word so I could read it and I could have it all. So those liars that call me a legalist, because I hold his law in my hand and I say, I will live by this. This is easy to me. You want to live by the commandments of men? That's too heavy a burden for me. I can't know them all and keep them all. So he says, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Now, those are very sobering words. I don't want my children to be forgotten. Perhaps it's better that the idolaters and the fornicators and those that hate God's law, perhaps it's better that they abort their children and practice birth control. Perhaps it's better that they have no children than that they have children that are forgotten by our Creator. Because he says, I will also forget thy children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore I will change your glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people. They set their heart on their iniquity. And there shall be like people, like priest, and I will punish them for their ways. Yes, and there shall be like people, like priest. That's right. You got wicked priests. You got wicked pastors out there. Yes, the priests are the ones that lead the people. They say the law of God is dead. And they might as well have homosexuality in the church. They've already got abortion and birth control. And did you know that I thought about this. I think this is a revelation from my Heavenly Father that and His Holy Spirit that abortion and birth control are truly the genesis of sodomy. Think about it. Because what is birth control and abortion? It's sex. Unrestrained sex without any consequence. That's the same thing. If you just want to have sex, but you don't want the reason that God made it pleasurable, you just want the pleasure, that's the same thing as sodomy, isn't it? That's all that the men want when they're with men. They just want the pleasure, their perverted pleasure, and the women with the women, you know, the lesbians, that's all they want. They just want the perverted pleasure. Is that any different than a man and a woman practicing birth control just so they can just have sex and enjoy the pleasure and forgetting the law of God who gave them that pleasure so that they would procreate and have children? Now you think about it. If he didn't make it pleasurable, nobody would do it. And the human race would have died out real quick. Without the pleasure, there's no motivation. Men and women just wouldn't do it, would they? It would be a burden if there was no pleasure with it. So we know why he made it pleasurable. And yes, a husband and a wife, they should enjoy it. The way that God meant it to be, it should be enjoyed. There's nothing wrong with enjoying it. But when you enjoy it outside of his design, something wrong with that. And that's the same thing that the sodomites do. They're enjoying the pleasure of sex outside of his design. That's a sin. That's right. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because they reject knowledge. And I know there's a lot of people who reject this message outright. Even in my own family. You know, I'm not different than anyone else out there. In my own family, a lot of people won't listen to me. My own neighbors, people call themselves Christians. Oh, they want to practice birth control. You know, I tell them, women, if you don't want children, don't marry. What's the point? If you don't want children, you want to be like a man? Well, just be a man then. You know, go out and buy your own house and get your own vehicles and, you know, get all of the things that your heart lusts after. Just be your own man. And forget what God made you to be. A mother. What every woman really longs to be, what the society and the culture tells them that they don't want to be. Now, there's a real conflict going on there in the heart of every woman, and really wants to be a woman. Every man really wants to be a man. We all, somewhere inside of us, we want to be what God made us to be, because then we can truly be at peace. You're listening to Cross the Border. We're going to take a short break here, so come back in a few minutes.